special edition of Universal Energy Radio, All the Things. My name is Anna Bangulin. I am one of the hosts here on Universal Energy Radio. And I am calling our co-host, Ursula Lentini. We'll get her in here. Host, hey.
Here we are.
All right. Yeah, all right. There you are. Hey.
Hey, it's been a long time. It's been a good time. I'm so glad to connect with you again.
I know. I was like, this is a great idea. This is really cool. So I appreciate you instigating the show.
I'm an instigator. I'm an Aries. I can't help it.
There you go. You can't help it. So, yeah, so for those of you that are tuning in, Ursula and I used to do a show many moons ago. And we did all kinds of shows. I was looking up a couple of them that we did. We did. We covered all kinds of topics, didn't we?
We sure did. We sure did.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. Hey, is the sound okay for you? You good?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to have just one ear so I don't have to hear myself.
Yeah.
Can you hear me fine like this?
I can hear you perfectly. I just want to make sure you don't have any reverb. I didn't put a headset on, so I'm just using my microphone and my big computer. So.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a time in our world that, the world seems to be flipped on its head. And I think it's time for us to stand up and step out. And I see you on Facebook doing all of your Facebook lives. And it's really cool to be able to connect with a lot of like-minded people so that we can keep our vibration high and move in the direction that we need to go. So I'd love having this conversation with you because I want to get your take on what's going on in the world and maybe help our audience with some ideas that they can step into as they try to navigate the unknown, if you will.
It's a lot going on because for me, I kind of live in a multi-dimension, right? So I thought everybody else did. And then when my mom, my dad was like, hey, you know, you're like not making any sense whatsoever, like keep your mouth shut. I was like, oh, he must have a different reality than I do. So I did keep my mouth shut. And now it's time, you know, for me to open my mouth and share what I know coming from these different levels of awareness. So, like, when you are on your spiritual path, so you know the language that I'm talking about, where we get insights and we sit quietly in prayer and meditation and hear and know things that don't make sense. But when they feel safe and comfortable to us, we allow them and we learn from them and we live accordingly. So it's like that inner still voice that they talk about. In spirituality, it's inside of us. There's an intuition that says, I know it looks good, but something's not right about that. And then we listen to that, and sure enough, later we might find out, oh, good thing I didn't go in that direction. So I think what's happening is the world outside is being closed down. The only place to go is inside.
Right.
And this is what I always say when our face is smushed against the concrete and there's a boot on our cheek and blood dripping out of our nose, that's when we're paying attention. We're like, okay, I quit. And we tap the mat and we surrender to, you know, whatever life is delivering us. And that's where we start listening, because that's where people find God or people find their soul or people find, their innocence and their own little cute, sweet heart.
That's extremely true, and it's we got a big boot on our head right now. So, and when you were saying that in my head, I just heard surrender, let go, and you said it. You said surrender, because it's almost like what was I writing the other day? I said there's so many times, and I know so many people are probably sitting at a job that they're not very fond of.
Mm-hmm.
They're wishing they were somewhere else. They keep saying, I need a break, or I need a vacation, or I need time off. There are people out there saying, I don't feel so great. And when you're not feeling great, whether you're not liking something or you're looking at something, what I say is when you're not looking at life through the eyes of Source, which how many of us, like you said, you live in a different world and some people don't speak your language. So I would say there's a good majority of time that you are looking through the eyes of Source. You're looking at the world. You're loving the world. You're appreciating what's going on. And there are times when stuff happens because we are living in our physical bodies and things are happening. And then there's this moment of enoughedness. But in the world, like I was saying, how many people in the world have had these thoughts of, you know, I have this job, I don't really like it, but it pays my bills. You know, I'm not real happy in my relationship, but it's comfortably uncomfortable. I'm not satisfied in my life itself, but you know what? This is my life. This is what I do. I'm doing this. This is what my parents did. This is what my grandparents did. So there's this mentality of a programming that's been set within, but this really has pulled the foundation out from under the world. And now, like you said, well, let's say you should go within, you know, you should help develop that relationship of the self, uppercase S, with the self, lowercase S. And, you know, how many people are doing that? How many people are still not willing to take that depth of a dive within? And now they're on that surface of panic, fear, anxiety, all those things that, you know, when you're in that state of being, you first of all, you're not looking deeply. And I mean, I've seen posts that are they're posting about God, they're posting about Jesus, but they're afraid and they're scared. And I'm like, I'm looking at that and I'm reading it, and it's like, you're canceling yourself out. Like, you're
right.
Totally canceling yourself out.
Yeah, because that's a bypass, you know, that in the spiritual industry or the community or whatever you want to call it, that term is called spiritual bypass, where we can just go and do prayer and meditation or go to church or do the rosary, or and then we're checking out the world, but we're not dealing with the inner world. We're not dealing with our emotions, our traumas, our upset, our scared feelings. And what's happening when you say, you know, they don't want to look, they feel like the world's falling apart and they're still not looking at it. They're scared to death. It's almost like we could correlate it with a woman who's in an abusive relationship. Just all those things you said. Not happy, comfortably uncomfortable, I don't know what else to do, this is the way we do it, this is my community, this everybody knows me. How could I possibly get up and leave this abuser? But when there's some point that she may, some people live and die that way. That's their entire existence, and that's their community they were raised in, and that's the way it is. And so to say to that woman, come on, just walk out. Just walk out. I'll set you up somehow, some way. All you have to do is take the courage to walk out. And she has the freedom to do it, and she still can't, because fear has got her by the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening here. So it's almost there's a darkness that's being just marching down the street, basically, saying, we're going to take over, we're going to take over. And the people could... There's a story, a spiritual story about a man who was in jail, and he was in jail and so long, and he couldn't ever, like, think of how can he get out. And then he realizes, oh, my gosh, this door has not been locked. I could have gotten out at any time, but I stayed in this imprisonment. And that's what's happening right now. There's a quote-unquote, imprisonment going on here, but it's so comfortable and cushy and will pay you more money than you're actually making in your job, so just collect unemployment and we're going to give you food and we're going to let you play with your toys, all your screens. But in the meantime, people who are awake are like, wait a minute, wait a minute. And people who are scared are freaking out, but there is an opening to the gate if the person has courage, if that woman in the abusive relationship has courage to say, yes, I don't know what else there is. I don't know what it looks like. I'm scared to death, but this is not a good place. I've not been happy. I don't even know what happiness is. I'm terrified, but I'm willing. And I think for you and I and people listening, is just to move into a willingness, like you and I are leading people. Come on, move into a willingness of another option rather than that drudgery that everybody was living in.
Right. Because this is the answer to all of those thoughts of, I need time out, I need a vacation, I'm not happy, I need a break. You know, all the not great stuff that we've said in our heads, and the world has answered, because this, what, you know, we're going to call the tribal mentality is what, you know, I always go back to what Abraham Hicks says, there are not a lot of people on the leading edge. And what I feel like is this is what's pushing people to get to that edge, pushing people, not an edge of fear and anxiety, but pushing people of into an experience. You know, you can say, you know, we say 5D. Most people, a lot of people don't, you know, you go out there talking about 5D, like you live in this other world that most people don't understand. Like, why aren't you looking at the politics? Why aren't you looking at the news? It's like, because I don't live in that world. So I choose not to. Now, am I here? Yes. Am I, you know, doing what they're telling me to do, the social distancing? And sure, why not? Because there are other people in this world who don't think of like me, and I have to, if I have to go out to the store, I will be around those people. So I'm going to abide by those rules, and I'm going to understand that as long as I set my intention to be well and be in a space of love and be in a space of peace, then that's my business, if you will. My thing is, I want to be able to, and I know you do because you're doing it, and so many people who I know who are listening, I see us all chiming in and putting love out there, putting compassion, putting out kindness, putting out joy. And, you know, some people are like, you know, how can you be like that when, you know, you're supposed to be freaking out? It's like, well, what good does a freaking out do? Like,
exactly.
I would rather be, yeah. What good does the fear, the false evidence appearing real, what good does that do us? So it's that choice that we make in the world. And this is a big doorway. You know, you were talking about
opportunity.
The door's always open. It's open.
Yep.
Step into it.
Yes.
Step into it.
And I think, you know, when you're talking about that edge, one of the ways to get to the edge is to go through the fear layer. And people who have been on their spiritual path, most of the time it's because they've gone through hell. You know, their spouses died, or they lost their job, or, you know, something terrible has happened and their world fell apart. The world as they knew it fell apart. And they were forced, they were pushed, they were shoved onto the spiritual path. People like you and I came in awake. We were on the spiritual path. We studied. We understood. And you can walk right on the path, and then there it is. Or you can get shoved on the path, and there it is. And science even is coming around from their version. They're getting more nano and nano. What's in the cell? What's here? What's here? What's the cosmos? What is all this black matter? What? And they're like, oh, that kind of looks like God. And all the spiritual people are like, yeah, welcome to the party.
Thanks for catching up.
Right. But the thing about fear is it must be faced because it is the jailkeeper.
Yes.
And if we can face the fear, and one of the things about, you know, why do we distract so much? Why are we working so hard? Why do we buy into these programs? You know, why do we drink the way we drink? You know, why do we spend money that we don't really need to be spending? Like, what is all of this distraction? Now the distraction's gone. Everybody's paying attention. Now all the feelings, the emotions that all this distraction was set up for is bubbling up. And that's what I think is scaring people even more, because they're being scared from the inside and scared from the outside.
Right. And they are, I think a lot of them are working on remembering who they are and remembering that connection to God or source of the universe. And sometimes they have to work through it. And I realize, like, sometimes I'll write stuff that's kind of 5D-ish and I'll throw it out there and you'll see the responses, and then I think I wrote something the other day, but I mixed it in with sort of a metaphor of being in high school and what that was like, and awkward and strange and a new world. We trusted that we were going to be okay. This is the same thing. This is like a rebirthing, or a, you know, maybe going through puberty again, which was very awkward and strange, but here we are again, you know? And we didn't, you know, some parents explained it, some parents didn't, but if you think of God, source, universe as a parent and saying, hey, I'm putting you on restriction until you figure it out, you know, like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
Absolutely. And one of my talks, because I've been doing talks on in the morning, and I'm trying to do baby information. I keep kind of smiling. I'm like, don't smile so much. You know, this is a bad time and you're smiling. And I thought, why was I smiling so much today? You know, and I'm like, because you're trying to fit in a gigantic concept into these baby, you know, sentences for 1 or 2 minutes. And you, and I'm so excited about this awakening of the planet, the spiritual awakening, this opportunity that's being presented. And if enough of us get on board, we can shift all of this in the right direction quickly, because it happens so quickly. So if we wake up quick enough and everybody get real with themselves, then we can all become a part of the light, basically, like a network. And then if that network starts weaving together, because right now it's one person here, one person there, that person over there. You know, it's not this giant community, because we've had to, because we're so weird and odd. We've had to keep it quiet. We've had to keep it low down. We've had to, you know, meditate in smaller circles and so on and so forth. But now that everything's been flipped upside down, we're the ones in the front, on the top, on the edge, saying, oh, my God, everybody come here. It's, you know, the water's warm. Come on in.
The water's warm. The sky is blue. The grass is green. And we are having a blast. And I think that kind of flips people out a little bit. How can you be having a blast when there's so much of this going on and that going on? It's like, you know what? If I don't want to be in that, whatever that is. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to sit in that. I don't want to sit in the muddy water. You know, I don't want to be in a sun that's going to burn me. You know, it's like I've chosen to be on the other side. So that's one thing that I love. You know, sometimes we have this really strange relationship with social media, but I've really been enjoying social media because I've seen a mixture, mostly really good stuff and stuff. I mean, I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning watching Australia, and I don't know if you got that link to the global summit that's going over there that I sent you, but these guys, I mean, all kinds of wonderful music and light conversation and light activations and codings and meditations and conversations, and it's like, yes, and you're looking at like over 30,000 people now who are part of this tribe. And that, to me, that's exciting, because that is confirmation that people are attracted now to this, because, you know, they've done, a lot of people have done everything else. It's like, I don't know what else to do. So we're like, you're right. Come over to the light and just be buzzy and happy with us, you know, just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be rolling around in that than the opposite, you know?
And I think when people, you know, I call them normal people, right? Because I feel like I've been treated like I'm not normal. And I'm fine, because I don't want to be normal. So, you know, my term is just normal people. So when normal people who have been caught in this job, relationship, money situation, you know, authority, people having power over, that whole paradigm, feeling lost, feeling unimportant, feeling unseen, feeling like a number, feeling empty, questioning, you know, what's life all about? Why am I even here? Do you remember when you were a child and the days were long and you just played with your friends and you felt connected to the grass and your bicycle and, you know, a hug from your mom or dad or a special aunt or somebody just made your world rock and it was just so wonderful? And you know, you'd go to bed at night just so happy because you had such a beautiful day. That was real.
Yeah.
And everything got programmed right into the situation of this gray monotone drudgery, but the who we were as children, when we were fortunate enough to have a healthy enough family where we could be children. That's the essence of who we are, and that's the world that you and I get to live in today. So we're just being more natural and normal than, you know, we didn't go, well, maybe at some point we were in the programming, but we got out of the programming so we could live our more natural, normal self, and every day is an adventure. Every day is like a child. Like, you look at things and you're like, wow, that's so cool, and ooh, and every moment is really special, like when we were children.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Hey, Ursula, I've got a caller raising their hand, and I know who this is. It's a dear friend of mine, my other co-host, actually. We do a show on Monday. Anita, I'm going to pull her on here so she can join us, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Anita, Ursula,
this
Ursula,
is so
Anita.
Exciting. Yeah, hey, Ursula.
Hi, Anita.
Yeah, just listening to both y'all, I might have missed the first little snippet, so if I repeat, I apologize, because I had was walking my little doggy. But I know for me, I'm right there with you in this grand love consciousness party we're in. And I've always had an appreciation for nature anyway, but I even have a greater appreciation for it because I've stopped and actually looked and am out in it more. And even today when I was sitting on the deck and looking up, I was like, oh my God, the sky is so blue and beautiful. Have I never noticed that before? You know, it's just all this stuff popping up. And then for me, I think a lot of people will get more conscious about their diet and their immune system, which I think is such a blessing through this whole thing. And I know I've always been a grateful person, but I feel like I'm even more grateful now for what, you know, I'm seeing businesses have to go through, individuals have to go through. I'm just even saying more gratitude for where I am. And I think for me, it's been a great opportunity. I'm a giving person anyway, but it's been a great opportunity for me to give to different areas I haven't given to before, like restaurants, restaurant employees, et cetera. So I think I've had a greater appreciation for the businesses that I know I've taken for granted, and how kind a lot of the owners are about their employees and trying to keep everybody employed. So, and also, like I heard Anna saying, you know, all the people presenting, you know, I had four groups last week that were all presenting, like 25 people for 5-6 days. And I just think it's so nice to know for me that there's so many loving people in the world holding space for people that, you know, might be struggling a bit and just now getting where they can look at what they have and be grateful for it. And, you know, not that they weren't before, but maybe have a new appreciation for what they have. So, again, I'm just excited.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you. Yeah, nature is a way of seeing God, the divine intelligence. When we study nature, nature will teach us. Like, really, you just have to start playing in the garden. And nature shows, like, oh, look how this works. Look at this personality of this bush and how it grows. And look how, and all we have to do is slow down enough to notice it, and it will talk to us. It will teach us. For many years, I was in an isolated situation, and I'm going to do a webinar about that, Anna. And I lived on an island for 10 years, and I know isolation. So one of the things that I did to occupy myself was landscaping. And as I worked the land worked me. And when we're feeling lost and scared, people, if they can go outside, I highly recommend, I've been saying it on my posts, go outside and play. Mm-hmm. Go outside.
Yes.
We were, for thousands of years, we lived outside. We only would shelter to come in to cook and sleep. But, you know, we've gotten out of hand where we're outside so little and inside most of the time. We're losing touch with nature. We're losing touch with who we are as natural people. And when we're outside, you know, they talk about now earthing, we're walking around barefoot, talk about forest bathing. Go outside and play, because the outside has a way of balance. It already automatically knows how to balance itself between the trees and the water and the weather and the land slopes and the, you know, all of that. There's a science to it if we study it, but it happens naturally. When we go into a balanced state of nature, we automatically become more balanced. So I've always been saying, go outside, go for a walk, you know, after a session, after a healing session.
You saying that reminds me, because even though I grew up in the Emory area in Atlanta, we had 2 miles of woods behind our house where people couldn't build on, because they called it a floodplain. It never flooded at our house. But so it was really like being out in nature in the city. And like you said, we were out there 5-6 hours a day. Of course, you didn't have all the video games and all the digital stuff you have now. But I mean, we didn't think twice about it. We were out there building forts, looking at snakes, seeing tadpoles, you know, the whole gamut. And my sister and I, even kid, that did my mom even know where we were, you know, because we were always out of the house.
Yeah, we were always tromping in the woods somewhere. And
yes,
we didn't even think twice about it. And I think, honestly, I think a lot of news and things that are happening in the world, and when that shows up, even like this, like when it's in your face, it kind of scares people. So now they're like, and I'll raise my hand to that, because when I had my kids around me, if they were outside, I watched them all the time. Like I was paying attention to what they were doing out there, and I would never let them go down the street. I had to be, I told them, I said, if you can see me and I can see you, we're good. And I remember being little or younger and just, you know, and somebody had posted something about collecting bottles. I don't know if you guys did that. You could collect bottles and actually get money or trade them in for candy. Or I used to get gag gifts and stuff like that. But we would walk to the store, which was not close, you know. So you think about all the things that we did, like you just said, Ursula, when you're a kid, you're consumed with play. You're consumed with your friends or your bike or, you know, whatever it is that you were doing. I mean, we were out, you were right. We were outside. Very rarely did we go inside. Even to the point where we brought our sandwiches outside or the watermelon or whatever we were eating, you know, we drank water from the water hose. I mean, it was the whole, that whole experience. And touching back, you know, you say, you know, get outside. And I love, like, putting my feet in grass. I just love that experience of just bare feet in grass. And my father keeps an amazing lawn where I'm at right now. And I'll tell you what, I can walk around on these 2 acres with, you know, barefooted in this beautiful grass and just in such appreciation. And I'm not much for gardening. I like to do yard work, not so much gardening, but even that just doing some yard work and getting your hands dirty in the dirt, you know, that it's it's like that thing, that metaphor for grounding. Like we talk about grounding in meditation. Well, just grounding in the physical it does something very similar. And, you know, benefits of vitamin D and C when you get outside in the sun. I mean, there's so many different benefits to it, and it's simple and it's easy. And I know there's, I mean, I have friends that are like in New York City, and I know that's not an easy thing for them. And when they do, as my friend Richard says, he has to Purell himself and make sure when he goes out, he Purells himself and, you know, it does the distancing thing. So I know they have to prepare and set an intention before they go out. So that's a huge thing for them. But they do. They are like, I want to go outside. I just want to, even if it's just going downstairs and stepping out into the sun, I'm going to do that, you know. So those are really wonderful, simple things that people do. And then, you know, and then you've got people who just think they need to be out and doing things. Just getting in my car and taking a drive, not going anywhere, just taking a drive, turning around and coming back. That's, you know, that's something that is super helpful. Just roll the, for me now, it's so beautiful here, roll the windows down and go and then come back. Maybe it's just be a few minutes, you know, maybe an hour. And that itself is refreshing. You know, I think people, it's return to self. And that's a big deal. I think one of the things that we've been working on, I know Anita and a small group of us, you know, we're talking about, I call it neurotechnology or neuroscience and how the brain works. And so it's like our thoughts create these, it can create fear-based or love-based thoughts. You know, we can change that. And a lot of us are running on these paradigms from when we were younger. So some of this stuff, younger and or older, like what if it's repetitive, like, you know, you're used to going to work every day and you've got this routine, this has totally thrown you off your game, right? So now you have to retrain your brain so that you're doing something else. Like I know, two nights ago I was doing virtual karaoke with people that I didn't even know because I wanted to do something different. And we did it and it was fun and we laughed and it was just great. I was like, this is wonderful. And I'm filling my time with not only doing podcasting, but also writing in my journal, working on a website. You know, I've got a webinar tonight on coaching and I've got, you know, it's like filling your time. And there's so many right now wonderfully free resources for people. And that is a beautiful thing. People are stepping up. I think Vishen Lakhiani announced this morning that he is opening up a parenting coaching group. It's for parents and teachers, especially since kids are at home. I think it's smallhumans.com, and it's usually a $400 course that he's offering for free. And this is not just a virtual course where you log in and all of a sudden you get all the stuff. There are live coaching sessions that are going to happen with real live professionals in this industry. It's like the most amazing things that people are offering up. There are a lot of companies that are offering their courses for free for a certain period of time. So people can really jump on this and it's like, what do you want to learn about? There are, you know, there's everything from technology to art, craft,
music. You can take music lessons online now. You can do lots of things. So what's happened here is the space and time, not enough time was the way, you know, pre-CV, right? Not enough time, too much stress, you know, always chasing the clock, everybody's schedule, couldn't get three people to have a meeting because the schedules are packed so tight. So what this has done is broken that your wish has been answered, basically, like you were saying earlier on about, you know, we wish we could, how do we get out of this? And I wish I could just be at home with my kids and not have to work. I wish. It's like a genie has come up and said, okay, everybody, all your wishes have been granted. And even the children's wishes, right? I wish I didn't have to go to school. I wish my mom paid more attention to me. I wish my daddy would read a story before I go to bed. I wish I wasn't in a single parent family. I wish my grandma could live with me. I wish. Like, so many wishes are coming true because these wishes come from our heart because there's so much missing in the way things work. So now that we're here, mm-hmm. the wishes have been granted. What's happened is we've been given more time and space. So mm-hmm. what shall we fill our life with is the question. And this is why I'm encouraging people to make very wise decisions at this point. Because in 6 months from now, we don't know what that's going to look like. We mm-hmm. don't know. It could get really scary, or things could open wide up. If it gets really scary, I want to make a good choice today to set myself up for success either direction. So how I spend my time, should I take a lesson? Should I work? Should I spend time with my family? Should I do some prayer and journaling? And I think it's a time for all of us to get right. So the things that were not right before, to get them right now, with ourselves, mm-hmm. with our emotions, with our pain body, mm-hmm. with the traumas we've been lugging around, mm-hmm. with our family members, and most importantly, with our creator, however you want to call mm-hmm. that, you know, the universe, God.
Mm-hmm.
I say whatever's beating my heart and breathing my lungs, I'm paying attention to that because that's got me. That owns me. I don't own it.
Right.
So I want to be reverent to that sacredness that I have dwelling inside of me, and I want to be attentive and obedient to that. Because if you know, we move into a hellacious cycle before we all come out into the light, whatever that cycle is that some people might have to go through or are going through, or they're afraid of getting the sickness or whatever the deal is, then it's you better have your toolbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You better have your relationships right.
You got free tools right now, like Anna says, with people mm-hmm. offering free things. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing these shows. I know, Ursula, you're out there doing your videos. I see your videos going. Anita, you've done a few, and we're posting in different groups.
Mm-hmm.
We're joining these mm-hmm. Different people in these different groups and taking our moment to share our perspectives and maybe our gifts that we can share with the world. And I think when we continue to do that, and, you know, it's interesting, Ursula, when you said, you know, we are making these choices, and now, you know, we talk about, oh, you know, what is work now? Because you don't go anywhere to go to work unless you are what they call an essential worker and you have one of those essential jobs. You're really at home. So you do have this time. So, you know, I have a lot of people who are posting these cute little memes saying, you know, I can save the world by sitting on the couch and doing nothing. Well, you kind of can, because you're just releasing and letting go. If you're not sitting there in fear, you're good. You know, you're golden. And at the same time, it's like, you know, if you have that opportunity to, I mean, I'm not you know, watching TV or Netflix or playing games at all. I mean, I'm right with you there. It's like, I mean, like last night I was obsessing. Do I want to continue to watch Ancient Aliens on Netflix, or do I want to watch Harry Potter? You know, it's like I'm oscillating on those, you know. At the same time, it's like, you know, I am being drawn to get up and do something, not for just myself, mm-hmm. but for the highest and greatest good of the world.
Exactly.
Who knows if our messages are going to reach 10 people or 100 people or 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like once we get those messages out there, we're vibrating in such a high frequency that they will ripple out, because we are sending that love out to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do our, I know when we do our videos, and I know when we do our posts and we write those things, I know for me, I write those things for me. I write those things from the mm-hmm. understanding of what my guidance system is sharing with me. And I feel very blessed mm-hmm. to have that come through me and to be able to transfer that to something that is readable or listenable or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so my idea is, if we just touch one person, which I think every single one of us on that's not only on this call, but also listening, you've touched at least one person with your, you know, we can call it positivity or whatever label you want to stick on it, but mm-hmm. your high vibrational self. And to me, even if you reach 10 people and those people reach 10 people, 10 people down the line, you're going to reach a million people. That's amazing. That mm-hmm. is amazing.
And what happens
well,
when we're...
Even your mastermind is like amazing, Anna, that you're doing with us. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And we can talk about, we'll talk about that. But Ursula, what were you saying?
Mm-hmm. I was saying when we get right after we go through this metamorphosis, and I said the other day, this is a midlife crisis for the world, you know, because when someone goes through a midlife crisis, a man or a woman, and typically the man is easier to see because he'll say, oh my God, I've got the job, I've got the wife, I've got the kids, I've got the hot car, you know, I've got the bank account, but I'm still empty inside. What's the matter with me? So he goes through this Kali, you know, in the ancient Hindu traditions, the Kali is the destroyer. And Kali will come in and just mess everything up. Why? Because it wasn't right, because it's time for rebuilding. We live in Atlanta, the ashes, the phoenix rising from the ashes. So this is a natural mm-hmm. occurrence in my world because we've been off track. Broken homes, broken conversations, not trusting anybody, me. Like those are off course from what we've been doing for thousands of years. Thousands of years we've lived in community. Mm-hmm. Thousands of years we've helped one another. When we get it right back with ourselves and our families and, you know, an understanding of who I am and why am I here, we're going to start finding our talents. The things that we accelerate in, the things that give us joy, the things that we would do for free. And most of those things are going to be in some way of service. So once we get ourselves right, we just turn around. Just like you said, Anna, you just want to give. You can't help but give. So whatever's happening, once people are recalibrating themselves back to their own center, is they're going to turn around and say, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a community. That's how a community thrives. That's how a community feels supported. That's how a community can make each other laugh instead of being so politically correct and so worried to open our mouths. Now we can say, you know, what do you need? We're all in this together. Like, you may look different than me. You may speak differently than me. You may have a different tradition, but you have the same need. Can I play a song for you? You know, do you want to share this experience? Is there something I can provide? And I think we're going to see in short time, I hope, people start waking up and turning around saying, let me give, let me serve. And that's, I think, when we're operating at our biggest purpose is when we're in a place of creativity, we're automatically in a place of giving. And in my language, the giving is serving.
Well, our natural way of being, I mean, we're all creators. It's creating from, like you said, Ursula, that place from the heart, not just the head, not just the I have to have, or look at me, or, you know, I and again, raising my hand, you know, I got to have a house, I got to have a car, got to have a significant other, now we've got the kids, we, you know, everything, oh, that all looks great. Underneath, the idea is, to go beyond that, and if we have that only on the surface, and we, you know, and we're, our, I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of families go in through something, because they're not willing to dig deeper or really pay attention to what's going on deeper, because we are so busy, or we were so busy, let's be past tense that. And now this is a time, if you're having, you know, a situation in your relationship and you happen to be, you know, in quarantine with that other person, instead of being in two opposite rooms, maybe sit and be with each other and try to work that out. And now what I was going to say is, Ursula, we had started the show and you came on so quick and we didn't really even give you a proper introduction. And for me, I would say I'm very blessed to have been a receiver of some of your work. But we've been having a conversation with Ursula Lentini, who is a minister with the Centers for Spiritual Living in Atlanta, Georgia. She is a practitioner of internal family systems, certified associate pranic healer and pranic healing teacher, which I've done a little bit of both with you, which was very, very interesting. But I didn't know if you want to elaborate a little more about your work and what you do and how you do help people. And for those that are out there, Ursula Lentini, let me spell your name, because you can go follow her, and she's doing videos or you're saying talks every morning.
And yes.
They're just insightful and so appropriate for what's going on, and I would definitely go check them out. But it's Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A, Lentini. I'm saying that right? That's
what you are, saying. Lentini, yes.
Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-E. Go find her on Facebook and watch her videos. And you're such a beautiful energy inside and out. And so I want you to just kind of tell us a little bit about the internal family systems and also the pranic healing. And share with us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So the internal family systems is subconscious work. 90% of our subconscious is running the show. So you and I were talking about all those programmings that we were raised with. We may wonder, why do I talk like this to myself in my own head? Why am I so rough on myself? Why do I beat myself up? Why don't I give myself a break? Why do I always feel under pressure? And it's because the subconscious, everything that's been buried in the subconscious, is running the show. We try to control it with the 10% of our mind and our willpower, and it ends up being a fight and a struggle. And people don't talk about this. They don't share it. There's a lot of shame. And all of that is going on every single day, and people are stressed out. They're not living their true, authentic life like the one we're talking about. So in my work, I go into the subconscious, and that my client and I explore, where are these belief systems? When did this event change my life? Why can't I get over this? Whatever. So we go in and we explore and we cultivate and we extract, and we go back into these times and places that are locked, and we unlock them, and we free that natural, authentic part of ourselves back. And we remember things that we've buried and drank away to oblivion so we could forget them, but now we go in a safe manner, face to face, and deal with them. And it's so beautiful. One of my greatest things in life that I absolutely love to see is for people to free themselves during a session. It is so stunningly beautiful for me, for them to pop out of that meditative state and just realize, I'm free, just like that prisoner thing that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do, and it is just phenomenal. There's no issue that I can't help. And it's usually the self-talk that is the problem that people come into, because they're not happy with what's going on inside of them. They may say it's a job or it's a relationship, but they understand the way they're reacting to everything that's not working. And I have so many testimonials of these life-changing sessions that have happened. The other thing I do is called pranic healing, and that's P-R-A-N-I-C. Prana is the same word as chi, and chi is life force energy. And Master Chokok Sui, who's the founder of pranic healing, was a chemical engineer. So super wise, super logical, super practical, nothing woo-woo about the guy. And he put together understanding energy from a very simple point of view and working with our energy body. So our energy body works very similar to the digestive system, the nervous system, the muscular system, skeletal system, the hormone system, the lymphatic, and then there's an energy system that includes chakras and makes it so easy to understand and work with them. And each chakra holds different emotions. Each chakra is related to different organs, and we learn how to cleanse these things, because we take a physical shower every day, but how do we take a spiritual shower? How do we take an energy shower, an emotional shower? So these are techniques that anybody can do. You don't even have to be gifted, or you don't even have to believe anything. And everybody who has different religious beliefs bring those to pranic healing, because it works. It's everything is energy. And it's not against anything, it's for everything. And what we do is we won't pick up other people's energy, which is really important in a crisis time like this. We won't take on the world's energy. We can set energetic boundaries. We keep ourselves clean. We work with our different chakras. And not only can we do this for ourselves, we can do it for other people. Master Choa said, okay, with all these gifts and all this knowledge that I have, healing, reducing suffering on the planet is the best thing that I can do. And he does that through healing. So not only do I offer those sessions, but I'm a teacher of pranic healing and I have a class coming up in May. So those are two things that I offer. Another thing coming up I mentioned a bit is I'm doing a webinar about dealing with isolation. And I'm going to talk about the things that I learned living on an island for 10 years. And there's a tool set that people don't even understand that is needed at a time like this, where our identity is being challenged. Because when people work, they think, oh, I'm the boss, or I work at IBM, or I'm the, you know, Coca-Cola person, or I'm the whatever, and they're wrapped up into their title. Well, you take the title away, now who are you? People who go through retirement have a big identity crisis because now they're the husband or the wife, and they've come home, and now they're just washing dishes, and that's their big job of the day, and that might not be so fulfilling. But how can we get to a point of I'm nobody doing nothing and be simply okay with that? So I've got that webinar coming up.
Did you say you have a website?
I do. I have a website.
Now, is that where everybody the information for everything that
you're
doing?
I think Facebook is going to be an easier platform. Mm-hmm. My website is mainly for people who need more information. So there's certain people who just want to research and they just want to know every little thing. That's for the website. Uh-huh. So they can go research there. But for people to interact with me and find out about things, I think Facebook mm-hmm. right now in this time period is a great place because it's a living thing. It's very active and energetic. And then I also have a newsletter. So, and one thing that I'm offering every week Tuesday is online meditation where we bless the planet with loving kindness. And I've been doing this meditation since 2009 every week in a group, and I'm offering that online. So I'm just asking people to message me their email and then I'll send them the Zoom link.
So let me just reiterate. Her website is her name. It's UrsulaLentini.com, UrsulaLentini.com, and also Ursula Lentini on Facebook. So you can connect with her both ways. Go ahead, Ursula.
Yeah,
I just wanted to put that in there for those
again,
that are listening.
L-E-N-T-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Valentine. It's like Valentine without the VA.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I posted one of your videos in one of my private groups. Anita, I think I posted it in the LOA Today group.
Okay.
The one, I think you were doing one on fear. And
I did that the other day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. My goal is to hopefully start sharing other people's, because we have all these groups who are honestly quite hungry for this information. They really want, they really want to know, like, what I do, how do I handle this? And so Ursula's doing that. And I've done I think I did the Tuesday night meditation a couple of times. You were doing the, is that the one you've been doing? You've been doing that for a while. I
2009,
know.
Every week.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know because I physically went in town when I was there. I physically went in town and went to the meditations, and those are amazing. And then actually did a private session with you, and that was amazing. And I feel like all these wonderful people that I have come in contact with that helped me peel back this onion, you know, peel it back, because that's what we're doing here. We're in this time right now, we're shedding all of it. We're shedding all the layers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really getting to the core of who we are. So definitely, you know, at the very minimal, follow her on Facebook so you can get those videos, because those videos are amazing. And you'll get right now, I think, how many have you done so far?
I've been doing them. I don't know, because I just started doing them and I thought, well, this is important. Let me do another one tomorrow morning, you know, and then let me do another one tomorrow morning. And I'm like, you know what? This is a really good idea, because if we start the day off properly, we're going to have more success. A morning routine is vital.
Yeah. I just noticed it this last week. So I don't know if you have, if I need to back it up or if it's only been this week.
You know what?
Saying.
I don't even know. I don't even know myself. I just, as you know, right? Anna,
yeah.
We're told, hey, start doing this. Hey, go over here. Hey, eat more vegetables. Hey. And I say, yes. Okay, good idea. Yes, I'll do a video every morning. Okay, yes. I'll spend more time outside. And we just listen to our intuition. And that's like childlike nature. That's that childlike innocence. Because my heart, my soul, whatever that small, still voice inside of me, has my best interest at heart. My subconscious, my ego, my animal nature does not have my best interest at heart. My fear, my greed, nope, those aren't the ones I'm listening to.
Is your pranic healing, is that all done in Atlanta?
You know what's the good news, Anita? We were released to teach it online now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yep. And my class is coming up in March. On Sunday, trying to figure out all this internet stuff and podcasts and all that Zoom and everything. But on Sunday, I'm giving a talk of Intro to Pranic Healing. And that's free, and I'll be talking about, you know, what it is that people will be learning. And I
so
think every single
March, you've already started it?
No, I'm
you
sorry.
Your class is coming
May.
Up in March.
April now, Ursula.
Oh, okay.
May.
Okay, that's okay.
It starts with an M. I got that part right.
That's okay. I'm just verifying.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah, May.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And on Sunday, I'll be giving an intro to pranic healing so people can learn what it is.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And I will do my best to continue to forward your videos. If I'm up and out and I see it and I'm online, I'll do a watch party. We also have a group out there called Enlighten the Tribe, which is a small group. Mm-hmm. But I believe Lucy, what's Lucy's last name? Lucy's last name.
Oh, I can go look real quick if you want me to.
Hang on a second. Let me.
Find
it for us. Yeah, and then I have a private group called. Called LOA Today. You have to kind of ask to come in there, but that's more because we have, you know, we're keeping that a little bit on the private side, so people, there's some people in there who just, you know, don't want to be exposed to.
Lucy Bell.
Williamson. I got a text from Amy. She said it's Williamson.
Bell on the members.
Okay, so Lucy Bell.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm not sure which it is.
And what was the thing with the children about the parents and the children? What was that?
It's like small humans. Let me see. Hold on a second. I'll get it for you. But it's Vishen Lakhiani, Small Humans, it's Mind Valley, Small Humans, Mind Valley. I would actually even just Google that, Little Humans, sorry, Little Humans. Oops, this is going to start playing.
So it's a part of the Mind Valley series.
It's part of the Mind Valley series, which if you're, you know, doing any kind of light work, I'm sure you've come across them. So it's littlehumans.com. And so this is a program that they were literally getting ready to launch. And he said, with everybody having to stay home now, they decided to give the program away. So it's like valued at $400 or something. But it's, again, not just a digital course. Sometimes I get distracted. If I do a digital course, I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. But they're going to have actual calls with parenting coaches, all types of folks that are, you know, helping people shift not only their consciousness, but helping you, you know, how do you talk to your children in this time? how to dispel the fears, all of that good stuff. So I don't doubt
I'm working with two other women getting on their shows, and both of them are talking about children, because I'm a youth minister and my attention goes to the youth, and we're talking about similar things like that. It's very important right now for families to be able to communicate and support, you know, healthy relationships. So yes, it's very much part of the conversation.
Yeah, I signed up. I don't have my kids with me all the time, but I signed up because I want to be that parent when I'm with them. So I urge you, if you have nieces and nephews, little ones, to definitely sign up for it. I mean, it's such a gift and such an honor to receive that. So very, very cool. Well, Ursula, oh my gosh, that's our hour.
I can't so quickly. I know.
I'll talk to you
again. Okay.
Do what? Sorry.
I said I love talking to you.
I love talking to you too. Hmm. So let's do this again.
Okay. It was nice meeting you, Anita. Thank you.
Nice meeting you too. Thank you for
everybody.
All
yes, please. Please go like Ursula's page on Facebook. It's Ursula Lentini, URSULALENTINE. Get all of her information. She's gifting and giving so much every day. Just go and look at that stuff and let it sink in, because she gets this. She's got it. So definitely can help. And I so appreciate you for jumping on here so quick. Like, we did this in a couple of days. Like, let's do this.
Absolutely.
Yep. And we are posting on social media as well. So that's facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. If you haven't liked our page, like our page. I'm posting the links to these shows on that page as well, and trying to get them out there. This is our time, folks. This is our time to light up and step into our power and give the world, you know, our love, really.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Our
yes.
love. Awesome. Love all of you. Love you, ladies, so much. Anita and I will be on Monday night at 6:30 Eastern with the Abundant Power Hour. Anita, our empowerment catalyst. Yeah. So, Ursula, any last words? Anything else?
Spread the love, spread the light.
Yeah, thank you both for all you're doing.
Thanks for jumping on too, Anita. I appreciate you. And for those that are calling in, much love. I see numbers, and I know there are people out there listening that we can't physically see you right now, but I know you're on here. I know you're listening. So love to you, and just have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Thank you for listening to Universal Energy Radio's show, All the Things. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.